How are you today? Did you know that God has a second book besides the Bible? Do you know what that is? Any ideas? It's nature and all of creation. In addition to God's first book, I like to explore God's second book, including God's creation beyond Earth, the sun, moon, stars, and planets. You like to do that? You like to go out at night, look at stars? Yeah. What do we call the study of this part of God's creation beyond Earth? Anybody know? What do we call when we look at the stars? What kind of study is that? There's a name for it. It's called astronomy. What does the Bible say about this subject? And can it speak to us about God's creative power and glory? Anybody know what the Bible says about the stars? Anybody? Well, in the book of Psalms, we are told, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard." That's pretty amazing. So, in God's universe and the sky beyond Earth, there is speech and knowledge coming to us if we have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and listen. Also, God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Since I was a boy, I've been fascinated with astronomy. I loved to visit the Griffith Observatory and Planetarium in Los Angeles. I enjoyed looking through the telescope and the dome on the roof of the observatory and attending planetarium shows. I'll show you a picture. Have any of you ever been to the planetarium? Yeah. An observatory? Many times. You like it, huh? Isn't that fun? You ever go up and look through the telescope there? Yeah. Here's a picture of the telescope. That's before I got my own telescope. I used to go up there a lot. Here's a picture of the dome on the roof of the observatory. That's where the telescope is. And they can look at things in daytime. They can look at the sun. And at night, they can look at the moon, stars, planets. It's a lot of fun. What about a planetarium? Have you ever seen a planetarium show? Do you know what a planetarium is? Well, it's kind of like a movie theater where they project images on the ceiling, the domed ceiling of the planetarium. It's the dome is this center part of the observatory. Inside that is that theater where they show the planetarium shows. That's what it looks like inside of that planetarium at night. Well, I can do this during the daytime. It can be noon outside. You can go in there, and it looks exactly like it does at night, the night sky. It's beautiful. There's a constellation called Orion. Are you, any of you familiar with that? Have you heard that name before? Okay. Well, prophecy tells us that there is an open space in the constellation Orion from which Jesus and the holy city will descend. And there is an object in the constellation Orion called the Great Nebula that has attracted astronomers for centuries. Some believe that this may be the place referred to in prophecy. Here's a picture through the telescope of that nebula. Very beautiful object. This is what Orion looks like at night. I'll turn it around here. It's better. And that object is right here. It's in the sword, what they call the Sword of Orion. Here's another picture with the outline of the constellation itself showing where the nebula is located. Also, there's another object in the sky near Orion called the Pleiades. This is another telescope image. Doesn't look like that to the naked eye, but it's really a beautiful object. And the Bible has something to say about these objects as well. In Job, it says, "Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion?" And in Amos, it says, "He who made the Pleiades and Orion and turns deep darkness into morning and darkens the day and night into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth, the Lord is his name." So, I have my own telescope now, and I like to go out stargazing and attend star parties with other astronomers. So I hope that's something that maybe you might want to take an interest in someday. So shall we all bow our heads now for prayer? Dear God, how great thou art. Truly your glory and majesty are displayed throughout the universe. We ask that your second book be just as inspirational and relevant as your first book, the Bible. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.